Okay, welcome to Hilchos Yisrei Mizbeach, the next section in the Sefer of Avoda, and the name speaks for itself. Ram is going to talk about various halachas that relate to defects no longer in the Kohen, rather in the animals that are brought to sacrifice, and things of that nature, including things you're not allowed to do with korbanos as well. All right, so starting off with the Adama, he says, Yishbichlan Arba Asher Mitzvos, there are 14 commandments. Arba mitzvah saseh, there are four positive, eser mitzvah so saseh, and ten negative. Zero problem. So the first is l'hakiv korah komonos tamim. So there's a mitzvah that you, every sacrifice that you offer, you use an animal that has zero blemishes. Number two, shol l'hakdish ba'amam mizbeach, so that you do not consecrate an animal that has a blemish in it for the mizbeach. Shlo yishchat ba'amam, you're not allowed to slaughter an animal for the purpose of a korban that you know has a mum in it, that has a blemish in it. Shlo Yizrok Damo. So there are four major avodas, four major services done in the temple. There is the slaughtering, there's the receiving of the blood, the walking of the blood, and then the sprinkling of it. So it's a separate prohibition to sprinkle the blood of an animal that had a blemish on it on the Mizbeach. Hey, Shlo Yakir Chabo, you can't burn the fats from such a korban. Number six, Shlo Yakir Ba'amum Ober, you can't offer an animal as a sacrifice that has a blemish that's even temporary. So we'll get to the fact that non-Jews can bring korbanos as well, but you can't bring an animal that is brought by a non-Jew if it has a mum, and that's a separate prohibition. So you can't cause a blemish in an animal that's already been consecrated for the base of Mikdash. Number nine, liftos psulim mikdashim. Once something becomes defective and can't be used in a Mikdash, there's a positive commandment to redeem it, so its value has usage. Number 10, Lahakir Miyom Ashmini Bahala, the Kodun's Manzehu Nikram Khusar's Man, Behimakir Menosa. So this halacha is that you can only bring an animal up as a sacrifice on the eighth day of its life and beyond. Anytime before that is called Mechusar's Man, meaning it's, so to speak, lacking in time or it's still a baby. Behimakir Menosa, we can't bring it as a Kodun. Yud Aleph, Shlo Lahakir Esnan and Bechir, we'll get to those later, but literally that means the hire of a prostitute and the cost of a dog. We'll see those later on. So you're not allowed to put on the altar either saor is like yeast or things that cause leavening, as well as honey. Number 13, limloa korbanos, every korban requires salting. And finally, yudala sholahatris melech nala korbanos, that you cannot go ahead and not basically or not put salt on the required sacrifice. Okay, so we'll knock out Perek Aleph today. And Perek Aleph really lays out a lot of the karim. Halach Aleph, mitzvah zeh li'os kol korbanos tamimim, v'charen shem ratam v'yed ratzon, zu mitzvah saseh. So the positive commandment is that all the korbanos must lack any blemish, and they must be choice and the ideal for the mizbeach, because that's what the Torah says. Halach beis v'chol makdish behem eshesh b'mom l'gam mizbeach. So anyone who knowingly consecrates an animal for the mizbeach, but they know that it has a defect in it, you violate a negative commandment, the loke al hekdesho, and you get malchus for consecrating it, for doing this act of hekdesh. Shenemar kolasher b'mum, lo sakiru. So we piyah shmuel lamda, we learn out from Torah Shabbat Peh, shizu asara l'maktish ba'le mumim, that it's a warning not to consecrate animals that have defects in them, afilu hekdishu l'dmei nesachim, even if it's consecrated for, let's say, money that you're going to use to purchase wine libations, you get malchus, lokesh, should be zayim kachem hu, because it is like disgraceful insofar as the area of sacrifices is concerned. Lachagim. Let's say a person had the intention to say he's consecrating this animal or shlomim sacrifice, and instead says for the ola sacrifice, or vice versa, ola bamer shlomim, lo moklam. So he hasn't said anything, and we see this principle often in the Rambam, achu piv v'libo shavim. His mind and what he says have to be equivalent. V'vikach, therefore, miskabin lomar al bamum ola. So what does that to do with Yisurim Yisbeach? Let's say someone has the intention to say on this animal that has a defect, an ola, but what he says out loud, the gishu shlomim, is that it should be for a shlomim, o shlomim bar ma'ola, or vice versa. Afish niskabed l'isser, so even though his intention was to consecrate an animal that had a defect on it, which is a prohibition, ain't a loke, we're not getting malchus. Misha dima shemurta l'hakdish ba'amum l'izbeach, v'hikdish reza kadosh, v'ain a loke. Let's say someone thought that you're allowed to go ahead and consecrate an animal that has a defect on it for the mizbeach, and he does so, the animal actually is considered consecrated, and you would not get malchus for such an action. Just that the animal would be redeemed. Good luck, Adam. Hashokhi ba'amum l'shem korban. A If a person slaughters an animal that he knows has a defect on it for the purpose of a korban, loke gets makas. Sharein amar bebalei mumen lo sarkivu el Hashem. We learn that from Torah Shabbat Peh, shezeh azhar l'shofet. This is a warning for the person who slaughters the animal. V'chein, so too, azorik dam balei mumen al mizbeach loke. Someone who sprinkles the blood of an animal that has a defect on the mizbeach gets makas. Sharein amar behen lo sarkivu el Hashem. V'yishmul lamdu, shezeh azhar l'zorik. It's a warning for sprinkling the blood. Someone who burns the limbs of an animal that had a defect on it on the altar on Mizbeach. That's referring to the fats. We learn from this. If a person went ahead and consecrated an animal with a blemish, vishachto, and slaughtered it, and then sprinkled its blood, and then burned its fats, he would get four separate lashes because he's violating four separate isurim. Alachei, echa ba'amum kavua o ba'amum over. Now, as we saw in the Haftara, in the Hagdama, it doesn't matter if the blemish is one that is fixed and permanent or if it's one that is temporary. Imi grivo, if you brought it as a sacrifice, over b'chol elu, you violate all the above. Shenemar lo sisbach l'ashem o'techa shavaseh sheyeh ba'amum. Now, the piyush v'olam, do we learn from Torah Shabbat Peh, shezeh asara, this is a warning, lo ba'amum over, that include even a temporary blemish. Kigon, shahaya behema, garav lach, o chazazes, imikriva, loke. Let's say, for example, the animal had a boil, and you brought it as a korban, the boil will go away. You get makos for bringing it as a korban. Lachalab. Lokobonis yishol bavad, not just Jewish sacrifices, ela af korbonis akum. If a non-Jew brings a sacrifice, imikriva, if it's brought, behem bale mumen, and the animal has a blemish, loke, it gets makos, you get makos for bringing it. Shenemar, yabene chagos, if you was lechem, lechem, lechem. Okay, halacha zayin. Now, hamatzel mum b'kachim. Let's say someone causes a blemish in an animal that's been consecrated for the mikdash. Kagon shesima eino, kata yado. Like, for instance, you blind it in its eye, you cut off its hand, its foot. Loke, you get makosh, rein emar, b'korban kol mum lo yevo. Now, again, mipiyosh b'olam. We learn that from Torah Shabbat Peh. Shezeh asharash lo yiten b'mum. The Torah means you can't give it a blemish. Beta loke al b'zman shebeis ha-mikdash kaim. This only applies when the temple is standing. Shere yahaya roi l'korban uposlo. Because this animal could have been a korban, and you destroyed its ability to be a korban. Amav is manazeh, right? Today, where you can actually be makdish an animal, af bisha avar belosase, even though you violated a prohibition, if I consecrate an animal today for the temple, and I create a blemish in it, I would violate the isur. However, in a loke, I wouldn't get makas. Let's say I caused a blemish in the animal, and then later on, someone else came along and called a second blemish in the animal. The second guy doesn't get makos. Only I would get makos. Halacha test. Echad amatla bo mekachim, atzman, obit merasan. Okay, so it doesn't matter if I go ahead and cause a blemish in the actual animal that's been consecrated or in the animal that was exchanged or I've transferred kedusha to it. Chutz, okay, so we'll see that case soon. Chutz min abachor min amaiser. Except for the case of a firstborn animal or from an animal that's subject to meiser, shemata mum b'churasan, that's someone who makes a mum and the transfer kedusha of those things, ain't a look at when I can makas, the face shit, lefisha ain't a ruin the korban, because those things I can't bring the korban, which kamoshis bar mukamma, like we'll explain later. Behinamata mum b'chi shall toos asiri, ain't a loka. So too, if someone, what do you call it, caused a mum in, let's say, the ninth animal in the sequence of a bunch of animals, right? But really it was called the tenth animal, not the ninth one. He would not get makas in that situation either, even though he caused the mum, because there was an error in the causing the mum process. Let's say someone consecrates an animal that does have a mum for the mizbeach. Even though he gets makas, he's in iskatsha, but the hektish still works. The consecration is still activated. The tifteh, and it's redeemed be'erach kohen through the what do you call it, the evaluation based on the kohen. The tetzia, the chul, and the animal becomes regular. And you purchase a korban with the proceeds. So too with any animal that is sanctified, that is consecrated, that a mum, a blemish, appears in it. It's a positive commandment to redeem those animals that a mum developed in them, and put them into a non-hektish state. The Torah actually says you're supposed to eat the meat. We see from the Torah Shabbat Peh, the Pasuk is talking about things that became defective as hektish that you redeem. And we already explained a while ago in Helchus Erechin, what is that Pasuk talking about? Also, again, behemoth tmei refers to animals that received a mum, received a blemish, and then you went ahead and redeemed it. Look it up. Now, ma bin bilas mum kavua le bilas mum over. So what's the difference between an animal that has a, or the halachas for an animal that has a permanent blemish to one that has a passing blemish? Okay. Shabalas mum kavua. So let's say the animal has a permanent blemish. Im yalda, if it gives birth, vihi kadosh, and the animal was hektish, yifte, havlad, the offspring would be redeemed, v'yetze l'chulam, and now would be released, so to speak, from the status of being hektish. Afli shehu tamim, even though that animal, the vlad, is actually, has no blemishes, k'deshel yet tafel chamor min ikr. Because we don't want the secondary, which is the vlad, to be more stringent or more important than the ikr, which is the first animal that was hektish, the man. Then this avra kodem shetivde, let's say the animal became pregnant prior to being redeemed, v'yolda achar, pigeon of vlad, and then it gave birth afterwards, then the vlad would automatically be, after it was redeemed, after the animal that had a mum was redeemed, the little animal born, excuse me, would not be hektish. Then mesa kulam shetivde, nifdeis achar shetamus. If the mom died prior to being redeemed, then the redemption would take place after it's died. Sheharelo chala kedushas gemura al gufa, because a complete consecration didn't attach itself to the animal, ela al damea, rather on its proceeds, v'neisha haisa balas mum kavua, because it had a permanent blemish. That's an example of balas mum. Aval, hamakdish balas mum over, otzmima, v'acha shekisha nola balas mum kavua. Let's say I consecrate an animal that either A, had a temporary blemish, or B, was in perfect condition, but then got a blemish on its own after I consecrated it. If it died before redeemed, tikaver, it gets buried kishar kochem atvimim, like any other animal that was in its pure state, an unblemished state. Neshi tzricha hamada baracha kamosh v'an berachin, because it requires to stand up before Bezin and have an evaluation like we saw in Hevel Zerachin. Then nishchacha kodem shidifte, and if it's slaughtered prior to be redeeming it, harizen niftes kol zman shemefarcheses, then it can be redeemed as long as it's still in its final seizing moments of death. Then you can eat it. Im yalda, if it's what it called gave birth, yigra vlada, then you would bring its offspring as a korban. In the first case of amum kavua, it's not, it's chulin. Here, you bring it as a sacrifice. This avra kodem shetifte, let's say it became pregnant prior to being redeemed, the yalda achar shenifdes, and then it gave birth after it was redeemed. Havlad usser, the offspring is usser, but in the you cannot redeem it. Ela ketzad yaseh, so what do you do with it? Samuch lepinjon imo, masvizeh vlada shem ozo zeba. So before you redeem the mother, the vlad should be dedicated for the same type of korban. Because you can't borrow, so to speak, from the mother's kedusha to go ahead and apply it to the vlad. The vlad needs a separate act of consecration. Finally, lach yabez kol psulei mikdashin kishyiftu. Anytime an animal that's consecrated by mikdash is redeemed, mutal shoktam b'shok shal tvachim, you can go ahead and slaughter it in the butcher's market. And to measure out its value, like any other kishar chulin, like all the meat, close to the and meiser, except for the bechor and the meiser. We'll see why much later. Why they should mechirasam b'shuk most of the demand, because selling them in the marketplace right actually adds to their value. Shahar kachim should demand chosen lehekdesh, but other animals, other kachim whose proceeds go back to, in other words, they're exchanged to be something new consecrated, share maybe demand behem acheres, because you bring another animal for the value of what you redeem the pasul animal for. Therefore, you sell it in the shuk like any other animal. But since by bechor meiser the monies are not consecrated, but are used as is, like we'll explain later, you don't sell these animals in the marketplace. You don't sell them there. Even if the firstborn animal was brought to the Bedek HaBayis, meaning to the base of Mikdash, the nishgal, ain't a nishgal, but literally, mark of a shuk is not measured out. You don't sell the shuk. She'ain't a yachal hasfis el dover kani lo kinyan gomer. Because you can't consecrate something. You can only consecrate something that has a fixed, complete value. And that's not the case with the bechor and meiser. Okay, we'll stop here. I'll pick up Perek Beis tomorrow.